Yeah,
the other day, an old high school friend of ours, we were discussing our yearbooks and everything, and she said she always thought that I was fearless. What are the attributes of fearless, or what makes a person fearless, Ion?
Okay, you know how we're going to do with this. What do you call a definition of fearless?
Fearless.
This is fun.
No.
For you.
Of course.
Oh, I'll have to go to Webster's because
good.
There are too many movies called Fearless. That,
good.
You don't acknowledge a perceived threat. The non-acknowledgement of a threat.
Yeah, I can say exactly, James. They say free from fear.
There you go. Well, you kind of are. Because if someone starts to come at you for whatever reason, you never go at it from a place of fear. You always dissect it down to say, exactly what is your beef? Exactly what is the point? What are you trying to communicate? I'll communicate with you, but not from this level. And the sooner you figure it out, the better it's going to go for you. Because don't get me started.
And then the 6 degrees of separation, people say, why did Carol get like that? How did she get it? Where? When? And those questions are irrelevant because we don't know why Carol was fearless.
Well, you do.
What is the reason?
She's not.
Oh, you got to ask her.
Why am I fearless, Ion?
Because the way you process information based on the radical experiences that you have engaged, you know better than to engage fear. You've had enough practical, tactile experiences, vicissitudes, if you will, that lay things out that it's never as it is portrayed.
Mm. Okay, so she had very early experiences in her very young youth that
correct.
Set that in. So what was
she learned when she was very little? She learned that she could either go with it or kick back. And by kicking back, she always got a response. And in that response, it was always either settled or gotten over with. Either way, at the end of the day, there was indeed a laudable, clear conclusion.
By kicking back, that she decided to kick him back.
Fighting back, speaking back. You know, speaking.
Having a question. Defend your words.
So that's why you beat the shit out of your sister all the time.
My older sister.
Yeah, older
sister. By 3 years.
Yeah, that was your rehearsal. Take on someone bigger than you and beat
you. You don't have to say her name. No name.
I didn't say her name.
Ion's about to say.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But the thing is, the parents say, okay, let's figure out what Carol's background is and then put that in our educational system and make other kids like that. That wouldn't work, but people tend to do that. They try to imitate what they thought was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So why did she figure that out? Or how did she figure that out about this kicking back?
Did she?
Oh, okay, then why did she do it?
Autonomic response.
Ah, it was autonomic. That should tell you something, James.
That's my non-physical. Yay!
Nothing else felt comfortable.
Now, that's the way everybody is. It's always their autonomic response.
Not necessarily, but yes. That is
what would be a non-autonomic response?
Ignoring your non-physical.
Ignoring it to the place where you're going to hide it, and then you're going to borrow words from non-physical and try to apply that power through authority from non-physical into a culture and a world that says that you're inappropriate if you don't save face. And then try to, by saving face, hide the very thing of the face that you're trying to save.
Excellent.
No wonder you'd catch that in the butt, wouldn't it?
So what I get from that is why does Carolyn not respond to the mortar ideas that are around her and someone else would? See,
she knows that it's never as simple as A plus B equals C. There's always more.
Right. Well, the luck of the draw is why does someone become vulnerable to mortar? Because they set it up that way. They want
because
that kind of a contrast.
They get told, don't do this, that's inappropriate. Don't do this.
Yeah, why do they take that in? Why do they take that in?
Embrace it. It's the same reason that if you try to become a healer and you don't get a good bat, bashing people in the skull, they'll learn quickly to quit asking you for healing because they know you're going to bash them in the head with that.
I don't know if that really... Why did one person not... Why did Cain go his way and Abel go the other? What is it in something? And since there's no beginning, it's probably impossible to pin down, but we try to pin down.
It is. It's how you embrace the conditional response.
The luck of the draw.
It's not the luck of the draw. It's playing the draw that you've drawn.
You get that, Dave? It's playing the draw that you've drawn.
You can have, let's do it back to a card. You're talking about the luck of the draw. You can have a crap hand, and if you have confidence and you have the right flopper, you draw the right card, then you, even though you do not have the hand, with confidence you can push all in, and they go, crap, he's stupid. He wouldn't push all in. He can't bluff with everything. So they fold, and then the 2-3 off suit wins the hand. So you didn't even have the winning hand, but you got the money because you had the confidence to know that you could push through that, that what is had no effect on how you won or not. And that's the difference between Carolyn. Others might look and go, well, it makes no difference. They gauge their hand based on where everyone else is. Carolyn doesn't do that. She plays...
Yeah, we know what the difference is. So, James, why do people fall for the non-Carolyn method?
I think it's conditioning, and I think it's also...
Where's the conditioning come from? Why do they respond to the conditioning?
Every time I come along this way, some bitch kicks me in the head. Well, sooner or later, you're going to quit going down that road if you keep saying, every time I walk down this street, somebody kicks me in the head. You'll finally come a response where the last thing you'd want to do is walk down that street. Because whether there was anybody there to kick you in the head or not, your creation is, every time I walk down this street, I get kicked in the head.
So when babies, new beings, pick their parents, they know the kind of contrast they're going to get from that parent.
And or bliss.
Or bliss. They know. And they choose. So they begin it. And then if the parent starts mistreating them on the second day they're alive, and then retrospectively the baby says later, yeah, my parents were tough on me. That's not true. You picked them because you could see all that was going to happen when you were born.
Exactly. And that made me who I am now.
So if you believe that there's more than this world and that you come here knowing all that's going to happen, then it is your fault, your responsibility, and that's the end of the story.
But that's not a negative,
right.
See. That's not a negative. If this bit of contrast can bring you into a position where you could actually save face by coming into your place of power, that's the most honorable thing that you can be. You can still conform in a Japan society, but you can't do it by hiding under a damn rock.
Okay, well, Trevor.
Now, what's this question, though? When we're a baby, we can see our whole life before us? What's that all about?
You do. Your whole life before
Carolyn
you.
Carolyn Stone, that's 101. We got that back in April 2009, Carolyn. Where the hell you been? You call me stupid, man. What'd you forget?
I forgot that, so we know it all. And that's,
of course.
Damn.
You're not that significant.
That's why I know it all.
Yeah. Well, just like everybody else, Carolyn.
Of course. Because if you didn't know it all, who would answer Bob's questions?
Yeah. And the interesting thing is, there was more than one of you that saw it all.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the baby's born, there's multiple babies there in the crib.
Yay.